everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of October, 2012. Do you believe it? Election Day is now 2 weeks from today. The home of the Buckmaster Show, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and you can hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. We also post the program every afternoon to couple of sites, the TucsonSentinel.com and TucsonCitizen.com, and there is now a link to the Buckmaster Show on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. Their website is GVNews.com, and Blog for Arizona now has a link to our program on their homepage at BlogForArizona.com. We're live noon to one each weekday. We'll launch today's show with the results of a new study that paints a bleak future for forests in the Southwest. 20 minutes past the hour, it's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley's smile index a little bit on the downward side today. Not a great day for the market, but he'll tell us about better days ahead, I'm sure. 30 minutes past the hour, Victoria Steele, candidate for Arizona House of Representatives in District 9. Then we'll close out the show with Larry Hecker. He is the co-founder of the annual Idea Funding Event for Budding Entrepreneurs. This is an opportunity for folks who have a great idea for a startup company. They go before the folks that really have the money, and then they pitch their idea. That's how that works. We'll hear about that from Larry. The Buckmaster Show live line is 790-2040, or you can submit questions using our Facebook page, which is Bill Buckmaster. A new study paints a bleak picture for the future of forests in the Southwest. The study was put together by a team of scientists from Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico. The U.S. Geological Survey participated, as did the University of Arizona and the UA-based Laboratory for Tree Ring Research. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, one of the co-authors of that study, Dr. Tom Swetnam. Tom is a renowned Arizona wildfire historian, and he is the director of the UA Laboratory of Tree Ring Research. Tom, how are you today?
I'm good, Bill. Glad to be here again.
You know, I wonder about this report really does paint a really dismal picture for these sky islands and these wonderful forests that we have dotted around the landscape of the Southwest. How bad is it already? We've lost a lot of those forests already, haven't we?
We have. A combination of forest fires, wildfires, which we've all seen with the smoke and heard about it. And in addition, of course, we've had bark beetle outbreaks and drought-caused mortality of trees across the state. And so earlier study, working with some of the same co-authors of this paper, we were adding up how much area was affected by these things, fires and insects and drought. And we came to about 18% of the forest area had died off in about the last 20 years. Now, that was before the bad wildfire season of 2011 and this year, 2012. So I'm guessing now that we're probably in the range of about 20% of forests in Arizona and New Mexico died. Yeah.
That is really astounding to think. In the last 20 years, we basically lost one-fifth of our forests in the Southwest, and we are in the middle, as you know, Tom, this long drought. I don't know, what year are you saying we're in? Are we in year, 12, 13,
something like that? Something like that. It's more than a decade. You know, of course, we've had some wetter seasons in between, but overall, this long dry period, the 2000s drought even is what we refer to it as. It's this long period of drought. And of course, and so now the outlook, we're heading toward warmer conditions. That's the expectation with more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. So the models, or computer models, indicate that we're likely to continue warming, and the Southwest is a place that is very much affected by warm temperatures, especially even if we get moisture, like our monsoon. If it's a hot summer, then you have enough evaporation out of the trees in our reservoirs that it can still be very, very dry, even though we might get some moisture.
And the winter snows have been down over the last few years, and really to have a healthy forest in this part of the country, you really need a lot of winter precipitation, don't you?
That's right. The winter precipitation and the snowpack staying in the mountains, and the longer the snowpack can stay up in the mountains where it melts, then the better conditions are for the soils. You know, that snow, if it melts off slowly, it recharges the moisture in the soil. So then as you come into our dry spring, trees can do well. If it's got a good snowpack and it lasts a long time into the spring, then trees will do better and there's less fire during those kinds of years. But if you have less snowpack and it melts off too soon, then you come in, by the time you get to, May and June, you're in super dry conditions and you get enormous wildfires, as we've seen.
We're speaking with Dr. Tom Swetnam. Tom is the director at the University of Arizona Laboratory of Tree Ring Research. And folks, if you're wondering, where does the tree ring research come in all of this? Well, the tree rings really are a wonderful visual history of our trees in the Southwest. So my next question for you is, Tom, we've lost, as you say, over perhaps about 20% of our forest land in 20 years. Do the tree rings going back indicate we've had these kinds of cycles and then the forests have bounced back?
They do. They show that over the long term, and actually on this paper, we go back 1,000 years with more than 300 forest sites where we've studied our tree rings and collected data, 300 places around the Southwest. We can go back more than 1,000 years. And in that 1,000 years, we see droughts. And they shows up as very small rings, very small tree rings. Tree growth is reduced during the drought. So we can see what we call mega droughts. In the past, the 1580s, 1590s was a really big drought then. Actually affected the populations in Mexico, and we know that from some of the Spanish documents and archival records. Going back even further, around late 1200s, major drought then that impacted the Pueblo population. The native people here probably abandoned the Colorado Plateau at that time.
Do you suspect we're in a mega drought period?
I think so. I think we're now into a long-term drought. We can hope that there'll be some changes that will make things wetter in coming decades, but the warming trend is likely to continue even if we get more moisture. So the outlook is not very good, actually, for the future. We're likely to have continuing dry conditions and more wildfires.
You have a fabulous facility that will be coming online in 2013 at the University of Arizona. This facility will be the finest tree ring laboratory in the world, and thanks to a $9 million donation from the widow of noted UA anthropologist Emil Howery, she really put up the seed money for this thing, right?
That's right. Agnes Howery is a wonderful friend to the Tree Ring Laboratory in the University of Arizona, and she's interested in archaeology and tree rings and the study of environments, and she visited our laboratory in the football stadium a number of years ago. And she saw our collection. We have more than 3 million specimens wow, from all around the world, the largest trees and oldest trees in the world.
Including a giant sequoia slice that was recently moved into the new facility and will be kind of your centerpiece.
That's right. So we just last Friday, we moved the big 10-foot diameter giant sequoia, 2-ton piece of wood out of the old Arizona State Museum. Was lifted out of there by crane, put on a truck, and hauled across campus and installed on the ground floor of our new building. And so this is now going to be open to the public, and we really hope that Tucsonans will once again come and see the big sequoia on the University of Arizona campus.
It's a beautiful building. It kind of looks like a treehouse.
It does. It's located near the 6th Street parking garage, for those of you interested to come see, and hopefully it'll be open in the spring for the public. But it is a building. It's built on top of an existing building that we will be using for our archive space. So there's an existing building there, and then over the top of this is this beautiful steel and glass structure that has some shapes to it that evokes a tree, a giant tree perched over the existing building.
Well, it's a beautiful building and a great place to do your tree ring laboratory research. Getting back to this study and about the future of our forests in the Southwest, not only the weather has been not good with the temperature, but this tree ring beetle thing. Are we getting a handle on that outbreak that really has decimated some of certainly the northern Arizona forests?
Yeah, the pinon pine trees and ponderosa pine trees, you drive through up around Prescott or Flagstaff, or if you go over to Santa Fe, New Mexico, you'll see all the dead trees there. And that was especially hard hit in 2002, 2003, the early part of the drought. Now, that seems to have died back. The beetle populations have dropped down. But it's likely that if we have another extreme year or season, they will probably see more of that activity. A lot of the most vulnerable stands and woodlands have probably died, though, already.
Tom Swetnamo, it's a pleasure talking with you, and good luck with the new building, which will be open to the public early, probably in the spring of 2013.
That's right. We hope in February or March we'll be able to have a public grand opening.
All righty. Tom Swetnam, director of the University of Arizona, their world-famous laboratory of tree ring research. Tom, thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thanks, Bill.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique silk and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowland Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, the man himself. We welcome Shelley Fishman. And Shelley, I don't know if we should say it, but I guess it, volatility has returned to the market.
Volatility has certainly returned.
That's the word, you know.
Yeah.
Not our particular old friend, but it's the reality that volatility is back with us.
Yeah, and we had a really bad Friday and now a really bad today, and we're about a half an hour away from the close, and doesn't look like it's going to get much better. We're down a couple hundred points.
We have managed this year, by and large, Shelley, to kind of avoid these kind of mega bad days.
Yeah, especially when compared to 2011, which was just roller coaster-ish. This year has been fairly stable, and it's been up and to the right. You know, we started the year at around 12,200, something like that, on the Dow, and then we've been as high as 13.5 or 13.6. In fact, I think we approached 14 at one point. The problem, Bill, is that we have got GDP growth down below 2%. It is very hard for the core industries in an economy to be growing steadily at 14 or 15%, and when the economy isn't doing that. You just don't have the demand, and at the same time, you've got demand in the emerging market contracting a little bit and fears in Europe. So all of that have led to profit pictures in the third quarter and advice for the fourth quarter being what was predicted, which was negative. And then, of course, when the reality hits, Everybody goes, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, you've been talking about it on this program that this quarter was going to be difficult and that the earnings reports were going to also be problematic. But when it happens, It's still like cold water in the face.
And, you know, you can't try to time the market that way, Bill. You can't say, well, you know, we're a little bit high, maybe we'll go low, so you sell. Or, you know, you can put some strategies in place to take advantage of what you think is going to happen. But if you try to time it on a day-to-day basis, you're going to be chasing the curve, and that is not a good idea. What I look at is what's correlated to what I think is going to happen and what's not correlated or negatively correlated to what I think is going to happen. And that's where we go. And we don't watch it on a day-to-day basis. We just make sure that the trends that we think we're going to see are consistent with what we're actually seeing over a more extended period of time, several months, for instance. And then we make adjustments. So right now, for my clients who are defensively postured in their portfolios, we're kind of leaving it alone. Next year, as I think we're going to have a better year for equities, but most importantly, we're going to begin to see a return to more normalized interest rates. And when that happens, we're going to see a pullback in the bond market. But I define the bond market in this case as treasuries. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see a pullback in what is now a highly inflated treasury market. I don't think it's a bubble, but it's higher than it ought to be. And the correspondingly highly correlated general bond market. Now, if you take a look at those markets, you see they've done about what you'd expect them to do this year. Last year, they were on fire. But if you look at the high-yield bond market this year and you look at the municipal bond market this year, they've done very, very well. So, again, you have to have a view of the economy, where you think the economy is going to go, what parts of the economy are going to do well, what the leaders of the economy are saying they're going to do, because, after all, policymakers make policy, and that policy gets translated into actual, you know, implementation of certain things. For instance, what Bernanke is saying, that they're going to try to hold long-term interest rates down. So all of those things contribute to a view of what investors should be doing. And, you know, so far that's worked pretty well for me. And
for
people who've listened to this show, I think have had that benefit of knowledge.
I think so, too. And, you know, you have been remarkably accurate with your predictions, your kind of year-to-year predictions over the last 3 or 4 years. A week or so ago, we were talking about the market was over 10%, something like 10, 11%.
Right, right.
But your prediction for the year is at 6%.
It is.
So,
and I'm staying there.
And I think that's where we are right about now, Shelley.
Yeah, keep in mind, I'd like to be wrong.
Of course.
I mean, I'd like to be wrong on the right
side
of wrong.
On the upside,
So that, you know, if we wind up with a 9 or a 10 or a 12% year as a result of, you know, some euphoria after the election, that'd be great. We could enter 2013 a little bit early, and that's just fine. There's nothing magic about December 31st. The idea that we were going to have a fairly stable year and a fairly, you know, medium growth year, I think has come true. And well, I don't really too much care exactly where we end the year, so long as nothing has happened in the year that upsets, you know, where we think things should be going.
Shelley Fishman is with us. This is the Tuesday Moneymaker Report on the Buckmaster Show. Shelley with us every Tuesday at 20 minutes past the hour. And for those that are worried, and I'm sure that people do worry if, you know,
sure,
when they see on days like this, don't worry. Your advice is, if you've planned, this shouldn't be a big deal.
Right. But if you are worried, talk to your advisor. If for whatever reason you don't have the kind of relationship with your advisor that allows you to have this conversation and either set your mind at ease or, you know, come in and we'll make changes, then you need another advisor.
Yeah. The election, some of the commentators are saying, well, the market is nervous about the elections. I don't know about that.
You know, I think the market is nervous.
Yeah.
They're nervous about the fiscal cliff. They're nervous about Europe. They're nervous about a slowdown in the emerging markets and the potential that global warming can have on crops. And we've seen that over the past couple of years. So there's lots of things that make investors and you know, the market movers nervous. The election, I don't think, is one of them. I think regardless of who wins, there's going to be some pressure in the lame duck session to begin to fix some of these problems. I think if Romney wins and if he's able to do the tax cuts, that'll be stimulative. If Obama wins and he's able to push through some of his programs of spending and infrastructure, that'll be stimulative. I think we're in for a good 2013.
The emerging markets, this drop-off in emerging markets, is this something that had been forecast?
It has been. It, you know, you can't keep on growing if you're China at 12%. The demographics don't let you do that. I think the slowdown has been a little bit more pronounced than most people thought it was going to be, but it's still down to 7.8% rather than 8.2%. I mean, we're seeing the second largest economy in the world slowing down, but at the 8% level, and we still have good growth in India and fairly predictably potentially high growth in Brazil.
And you mentioned climate change, as you heard at the top of the show talking with Dr. Swetnam. Really dramatic stuff being released in this study.
Oh, yeah.
that one in five basically trees in our forests are gone.
Right, but look what's happening in the
years.
Center of our country now with the wheat crop and the corn crop.
Bad.
Look what's happening
That's
in Russia.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all bad news
it
because
is.
It means that consumer commodities are going to go up in price.
Shelley, where can folks find out and sit down and talk with you, give you a call or whatever?
795-7950 or just –
Link on the Buckmaster Show. It's a very easy way.
And then come see me at the credit union. I mean, we make an appointment. I work by appointment. Don't just pop in. The chances are somebody's
going to
be
there. Yeah, you might be with a client, right?
Right.
And tell us where you are around town.
Well, most of my time is at Broadway right across from the Park Mall, but we also have an office up at Wetmore
and
Pyramid Federal Credit Union, right.
Shelley Fishman, always a pleasure. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Stocks are sliding on Wall Street after some big companies reported weak quarterly earnings and lowered their forecasts for the rest of the year. High oil prices, along with new drilling techniques, are spurring a rise in U.S. oil output. The Energy Department is forecasting that U.S. production of crude and other liquid hydrocarbons will average 11.4 million barrels per day next year. That would be a record for the U.S. and just a shade below Saudi Arabia's output. The head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the government will be launching a new research initiative to determine the safety and the reliability of technologies that allow cars to drive themselves. The Dow down 218 points, the NASDAQ off 20. More details at srnnews.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 1234 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Have you been inside Splendido, Oral Valley's all-inclusive community for adults 55 and better? Well, now is your chance. Their annual Showcase of Homes event is coming up on Tuesday. That's 1 week from today, October the 30th, starting at 9 a.m. RSVP and say you heard about this on the Buckmaster Show by calling 762-4090, 762-4090, or you can visit SplendidoTucson.com. I want to tell you about the Tucson Firefighters 17th Annual Chili Cook-Off. It's this Friday, October 26th at El Presidio Park in downtown Tucson. That's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at El Presidio Park for the Chili Cook-Off. This afternoon, we continue with our series talking with state legislative candidates. Today, we focus on District 9, which runs from Interstate 10 on the north side of town, east through the Catalina foothills and the Casas Adobes neighborhood into Midtown Tucson and to Sabino Canyon. There are two Democrats and one Republican vying for two open seats created when Steve Farley moved into the Senate race and Representative Bruce Wheeler found himself in another district. The two Democrats, Victoria Steele and Mohir Sarah Sidwa, and the lone Republican is Ethan Orr. And we welcome now Victoria Steele on the Buckmaster Show live line. Victoria, how are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing real well. Victoria, give us what is your number one issue that you are hearing from people? What are they most concerned about?
Education. And it sounds odd that I would say that instead of jobs and the economy, but the three cannot be teased apart. They are so integrated and so dependent on, for instance, I've watched, well, over the past 2 years or so, our current legislature has taken $2 billion out of education, and they've fired 6,000 teachers. So now what we have is we've learned about a month ago that we are 50th in the nation. If you want to build our economy, trying to bring new jobs into Arizona, new companies, new business here, And saying, come on to Arizona, bring your families. Well, you know, we're a great place to live. We've got the worst education system in the entire country. That doesn't help us. That hurts us. And it's terrible what we're doing to our children. And when I go door to door, that's what people are talking about. One lady, she said to me, she saw that I had political materials that I was carrying. She said, I really don't care what party you're with. I just want you to tell me how you feel about funding education. I said, it's critical. It is key to our successful recovery as a state. It's key to our growth. And she said, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because her daughter is a teacher. And she said her daughter had to buy light bulbs for her elementary school class.
Unbelievable.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that really is. How about Prop 204? I After hearing you speak so passionately about education, I assume you're going to be voting for it.
I certainly am. I really think it is the only hope that we have right now for education. And I would prefer that it wasn't a sales tax, but a sales tax it is, and it's a continuation of the one that was there. The only difference, or the main difference in this one, is that it gives us a dedicated source of revenue that will fund Arizona's education, our public education. My Republican opponent will talk a lot about how he thinks kids should have a world-class education. I agree, but I think all kids should have opportunity to have a world-class public education, and we shouldn't be gutting that system and meanwhile putting more dollars into education. Our current legislature, Bill, you know as well as I do, they have taken money from education and moved it to other pots. This Prop 204 has language that's made it bulletproof. And the legislators that are in control right now, they don't like that. They don't like that they can't take it and play political football with it. But this allows 80% of that to go directly to the classrooms, directly to the schools. And that's what we need.
12:39 now on the Buckmaster Show. Victoria Steele, a Democrat who is running for the state legislature in District 9. She's in a three-way race. The top two vote-getters go on to Phoenix and have seats in the Arizona House of Representatives. Victoria, tell us a little bit about yourself. People, the name, I'm sure, is familiar still to a lot of people, and the face as well.
Well, that might be because a long time ago, when I was much younger, Bill, and I had the face for it, I was in television and radio news. I had a 25-year career in the media. But around age 40, I started thinking, I want to do something about these problems that I'm reporting on as a newscaster all the time. So I went back to school and got a degree in counseling. And then I thought, that's only going to get me so far. So I got another degree. I got a master's degree in counseling. And now I teach at both of the schools where I was a student. Now I'm one of the faculty members. And I also supervise counseling interns. So now I teach graduate students. I have a counseling practice. I am a small business person. And I have a counseling practice. I have helped people on all sorts of things with counseling. But one of the things that I love the most is couples counseling, is marriage counseling. And I think we could use a good marriage counselor in Phoenix.
You'd be available for all the lawmakers who have marital problems there.
Yes, and some that have other problems as well, but we won't go there.
No, we won't go there. So education, obviously, then very important to you. What are you going to do about the economy, Victoria?
The economy, I have a lot of really good ideas with that. One of the things that we can do is we can make sure that local businesses, locally owned businesses, get first preference. They get first crack of all state and local contracts. So when a contract comes up, those tax dollars will actually stay here in Arizona to create jobs in Arizona. That's one thing. I think we need to look at our tax code structure. We need to get rid of a lot of these special interest loopholes. Let's look at sunsetting some of those, closing them out, because that's going to save us billions of dollars. And we can do that without raising taxes. And I think that that is a great way to start. But one of the things, my hallmark here is that we need to focus on clean, fast-growing industries. And two of those, just two out of several, are solar industry and biomedicine. We are growing so much faster than any place else in those two industries right here in Arizona. And we are now number two in the nation when it comes to solar installation. We should not only be installing them on schools and homes, we should install them on every government building that we have. That will give us jobs immediately, and it will cut the overhead cost, the energy cost for those buildings. And we need to be doing this, especially here in Arizona, where we have more than 350 days of sunshine. This is what we need to be doing.
What are some of your impressions, Victoria, after being in broadcasting for 25 years and covering candidates and now being on the other side? What are some of your thoughts about that?
You know what, Bill? I love it because now I get to do something. I get to do something. I'm not just telling you, oh, my gosh, look at this. This world just in trouble. I mean, look at this, and oh, dear, and wring my hands and tell you in my best broadcast voice that, gosh, we've got problems. Now I can actually do something about it.
Has this been a fun experience for you?
Absolutely. Hard. Oh, my goodness, it's hard. And I'm an old woman now. I turned 56 the day
before.
The day before election is, my birthday is November 5th, and I turned 56 years old. And this is not, sometimes I think, boy, I should have done this when I was in my 40s or my 30s. But I love this. I really, truly do. This is my chance to give back to the community that has been so wonderful to me. And it means something to me, Bill. I know you're no spring chicken either. As we get older, we really look at giving back to the community.
Yeah, that's very true. 45 years in the news business for me, so you're right. No spring chicken. Yeah. Happy birthday in advance to you, Victoria Steele. Victoria, where can people find out more about your campaign?
Well, they can go to my website at steeleforhouse.com, and that's S-T-E-E-L-E, and then the word for, F-O-R, house.com.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowland Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media, or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Well, 49 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of Buckmaster is brought to you by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Arts, hiking, birding, exploring the Muggione ghost town, Silver City's historic downtown. Such a great opportunity for you to go over to Silver City. It's only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Makes a great weekend getaway. This time of year is so nice over in New Mexico, and especially the mile-high elevation of Silver City, the crisp, cool nights and warm days, plenty of great accommodations in the Silver City area like Bear Mountain Lodge, Casitas de Gila Guest House, Faywood Hot Springs Resort, Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, Agave Ridge Retreat, and Cottage of the Whispering Canyon. You can check out more at Silver City Grant County on their website, southwestnewmexico.org. I want to tell you again, we were going to mention about the Chili Cook-Off. That's the Tucson Firefighters Chili Cook-Off. Tucson Firefighters 17th Annual Chili Cook-Off is Friday, October the 26th at El Presidio Park in downtown. You can sound the alarm and sample chili for $1 a cup, from spicy to veggie and everything in between at 30 booths. Wash it down with a cold beverage. This all-day family-friendly event of music, fun, and food raises funds for the Firefighters Adopt-A-Family Toys, Food and Clothing Holiday Donations. Firefighter calendars also will be available. You can join us for the Firefighters Chili Cook-Off. That is Friday the 26th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at El Presidio Park in downtown Tucson. Want to remind you, we've been doing many debates here on the Buckmaster Show. Actually, I think we're up to about a dozen. We have them all archived for you. They are at kvoi.com. Also, you can find them on the Buckmaster Show website. The Buckmaster Show website is simply buckmastershow.com. You'll find our show pledge there. Listener opinions matter. Respect the audience. We're a forum for ideas, quality guests, and informed listeners. That's the Buckmaster Show pledge for you. And on our website, we have our total list of show contributors. There are 24 people, top experts in their field, who contribute regularly to the Buckmaster Show. And we suggest that you check it out, buckmastershow.com. We will have all of our debates there as well on the Buckmaster Show. And we post the program to buckmastershow.com usually about, 2 o'clock or so in the afternoon. We post it there and to TucsonSentinel.com and TucsonCitizen.com as well. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show. John C. Scott is on here on KVOI, the Dean of Local Talk, 4 to 5 in the afternoon for the John C. Scott Show. Then in tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. Going to go now to Rick Grinnell. Rick,
tried to get on the program. When were we doing our Prop 409 debate? Well, that was yesterday. And Rick had some comments and wanted to get on the air at that time. We couldn't get him on because we just didn't have enough time, and he is with us now. Rick, good to talk with you.
Well, thanks, Bill. How you doing, my friend?
Real good. What do you think of this 409? I know you called during the debate yesterday and you wanted to get on the air. Now's your opportunity.
Well, I have some concerns with it. I'll be honest. I'm not comfortable with this particular issue, and there's several reasons why. Number one, we're asking the residents of Tucson to, and the business properties, just underwrite the road development. And yes, it's important, and we need these things. And I know the city budget's tight. Believe me, I know this budget pretty well. But there's one thing nobody's talked about in this whole discussion, and that is the expansion of economic development with opportunities we already have. And I said this to the mayor, and I said, you know, number one, we have a mayor and council that basically is opposing the F-35. How ludicrous is this? The military has been a foundation of our environment for years. And they're also opposing Rosemont Copper. This project gets started in early next year. We're looking at putting 1,200 to 1,500 construction jobs to work immediately. That increases the sales tax revenue. That'll increase the revenue back from Hearst, people buying gas. That'll put people in a more positive frame of mind. And when we go asking people, and here's my biggest concern with the senior citizens in this community, which we have many, many, my mom being one of them, her health insurance is going up, her cost of prescriptions is going up, but her income isn't going up proportionately. We have many unemployed workers, particularly in the construction industry, that are just doing side jobs, anything they can just to keep their mortgages, and some of them are already, if not, losing their homes. This, I wish they would have waited another year to bring this forward, just simply because of the timing. People are stretching every dollar they have right now. Discretionary spending is down. And the city talks about how we had the reduction of unemployment, but look at the government hiring is the biggest part of that hiring. Out of 5,000 jobs, 4,500 was reported to be government hiring.
We're speaking with Rick Grinnell, former candidate for mayor in the city of Tucson, former Rio Nuevo board member. There's been some developments on this Rio Nuevo front page story. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the discussions were behind closed doors, but I do know that I can see they're trying to move forward. I'll give them, you know, an opportunity to succeed here with the city. I also saw Mr. Kozacik's responses, and I just wish the city would realize something. They are accountable and responsible for the monies that were spent, and they have to accept responsibility, and they can't get the sweetheart deal that they want the money, but they don't want the responsibility that goes with it. And I think that the city needs to acquiesce to the board as much as they possibly can. Besides, it's all money that stays in the city, and it's all money that's going to stay here. I'm really concerned. I honestly believe that this district's going to be swept away next year.
You think the lawmakers will take a look at this, and then that's the end of the Rio Nuevo district funding?
I honestly do. I'm, you know, and I'm not pushing for it. I'm basically been pretty quiet, and I want to see this city succeed passionately as much as anybody. I also know that part of recovery is the taking responsibility for your actions and doing the things necessary. And we've all been, and particularly when dealing with economics, we all know what it's like to have to pinch the penny, tighten our belts, and the city in many areas could do, they're busy, I call this the largest social service agency in Arizona. And they need to realize they're there to focus on taking care of law enforcement, transportation. Parks and Recs is important, but the underlying issue is maximum accountability and responsibility. And I give Richard Miranda a lot of credit. He has done a remarkable job cleaning house. But I'm afraid there's a lot more to be done, and I think the city has to prove to the taxpayers that, number one, they deserve to keep Rio Nuevo. Number two, they deserve to have these type of road bond passed. And I don't think they've earned that yet, and I think they have a long way to go. And I don't say this to be malign anybody. I just say this out of the experience and knowledge of what it takes is when you're struggling, you have to tighten at every expense, and people are already struggling. And for new bonds And this Rio Nuevo issue has got to come to a solution. The city's going to have to say, you know what, we own it. We have to accept responsibility. Whatever we can do to make it right.
And they got to do it really quickly because I agree with you now. The time really is running out. The lawmakers are going to look at this really closely.
Yeah, and I hope that they, you know, I don't know what the new board's doing behind closed doors. I mean, that's why they call executive session. They have legal issues that they have to deal with. I just wish they would be more transparent. I think the emails that were floating around about how Fletcher was going to make deals with the city and how that's not the way to run a board. He is not a one-man band over there. And I wish that he would really realize that board is there to support the efforts to do things right, not to hinder him. This isn't a one-man operation.
Rick Grinnell, we always appreciate your input. You're always welcome here on the Buckmaster Show, and we love to hear from you and get your take on things because you have been around.
I have. I always enjoy listening to you. And,
thank you.
And Rose does a great job for you.
She does. Rose is the best producer I have ever worked with. Thank you so much, Rick.
Be well, my friend. Thank you.
Rick Grinnell on the Buckmaster Show. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by our friends at Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. Folks, what is it about Culligan? It's better water, pure and simple, and the fact is, it just simply tastes better. That's going to do it today for the Buckmaster Show. We will be back with you tomorrow at 12:04, and hope you'll join us for our midweek edition. Have a great afternoon.